The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Yesterday morning, I awoke with a plan. I'd make a blitz trip to town, return the overdue library books, pick up some garden plants, empty the car of boxes of giveaway stuff that have accumulated inside it, and when I got home, it would still be early and I could have my real day. The car didn't start. Turn the key. Nada. Okay, it'll be a different day then. I should have switched to the bicycle a week ago anyway. Stomping back up the hill, I got an idea for the last lines of a poem I'd started and abandoned a couple of weeks ago. Ended up working on it quite a while. Now it's almost finished. I can get it done by April 15th, which is good because it's about paying your taxes. I left a message for a neighbor asking for a jump. Got a phone call from a girlfriend who was driving the interstate east through Kentucky, battered by the winds of passing semi-trucks. I got to tell her the story of how I battled that road once, washed in blinding sheets of October rain and truck spray. I gave it up and settled under an empty picnic shelter in a rest area, plucking out songs you can play with a half dozen chords I know on the guitar. A man came and sat down, began confiding to me that his heart was full of songs and he was going to write them all someday. Then his wife came out of the bathroom and they drove off. After I got off the phone, I turned over soil in the garden until my back was about to start hurting. I sat down to rest with a cup of coffee and The Fabric of the Cosmos by Brian Greene, who says that the whole universe might just be bathed in a cosmic substance known as the Higgs Ocean, or more technically correct, a non-zero Higgs field vacuum expectation value, which condensed a hundredth of a billionth of a second after the Big Bang, when the universe cooled to 1,000 trillion degrees. Green says you can feel the resistance of the Higgs ocean at the instant you begin to move your arm back and forth, because it requires energy for your arm to accelerate in the Higgs ocean. I don't really believe this. When I move my arm back and forth, I feel the resistance of tense muscles in a stiff body. Maybe someday, though, I'll be so relaxed and supple that I'll float through the Higgs ocean without spending any energy to fight my own tension. Maybe that's what you do when you're dead. About this time, it occurred to me that maybe the car didn't start because it wasn't in park. Good thing the neighbor hadn't showed up to give me a jump. I made the blitz trip to town after all. Every day for the past week, I've been scooping up 4 wheelbarrow loads from the pile of road rock thrown under my mailbox by the winter plow and dumping it into the channel gouged in the driveway when the road washed out. My neighbors use machines to maintain their driveways. I did my rock duty when I got home from town and waved to 2 of my neighbors when they passed. One drove by in a pickup truck, hauling 4 boards. The other was jogging. When my stomach called for dinner, I ate a bowl of granola and did the dishes for the first time in 4 days. It was still light. The days are longer. I tuned up my bike, took a short ride, drank a beer in the sunset, the end of another disjointed day spent flopping around without a good plan. And the reason I'm telling you this is to convince myself that I'm not a waste of protoplasm. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.